Depending on who you talk to, the lift bridge from Minnesota to Wisconsin has been called historic, outdated, deteriorating, artistic, or unsafe. The impetus for a new bridge over the St. Croix River comes from those who want to accommodate new people moving to Wisconsin. Often they're looking for a quieter place to live than the Twin Cities, where they work. Many commuters use the I-94 bridge in Hudson, but 15,000 a day use the 1931 historic lift bridge 6 miles north at Stillwater. Estimates are that number could double within 20 years. Transportation officials say that old bridge slows traffic, needs lots of fixing, and won't accommodate the expected growth. Don Gutkowski is district director for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He and others sat in an all-day mediation session last week organized by federal officials who want to find a solution that everyone can live with.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't because the bridge was deteriorated, and it's 7 years old, and it's getting to be like a vintage vehicle. You can keep putting little repairs to it, and eventually it gets pretty costly to keep that vintage vehicle going.
However, the National Trust for Historic Preservation lists the bridge as one of 11 most endangered places. Besides preservation, there are also federal environmental rules to follow when making transportation changes in this designated St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. Right now, there are 5 alternatives for the bridge, ranging from a new diagonal bridge that spans 6 miles to keeping the old one in place. Todd Drescher is an architect who lives in the area and opposes what he considers a fancy, new, expensive bridge in the middle of a scenic area.
We're in a very flat metropolitan area, second most sprawling, I think, in the nation to Houston. We come up upon a national scenic riverway created by Senator Gaylord Nelson, and this is a barrier to what some people might call growth and sprawl. And so how we cross this is very important, and I think it's Stillwater with the history, the birthplace of Minnesota. It's okay to slow down and approach this not in a freeway mentality.
Drescher's firm came up with what it calls a smaller, lower, and slower compromise. It turns the current lift bridge into a one-way bridge going west. He'd build a similar-looking eastbound bridge that would be high enough for tall boats to get under. But those who handle the growing number of new real estate loans in Wisconsin say the area is going to grow no matter what. John Soderberg is president of the First National Bank of New Richmond. As chair of the St. Croix Alliance for the Interstate Bridge, he favors a new bridge south of Stillwater, although it's not the longest one.
We feel that transporting people to where they want to go is something that has to be planned for, obviously. That's why we're here.
Plus, Soderberg says it's not just commuters traveling west who use the bridge.
There's an awful lot of people from Minnesota driving the other direction and going up to the Lake Country and Wisconsin, and a lot of people have second homes there.
But the Sierra Club believes if you build a bridge, they'll come. Its representative, Matt Hollinshead, sits on the mediation team and says if residents relied more on better bus service, company worker taxis, or park-and-ride lots, a new bridge might not be necessary. Now, he says, the St. Croix bridge delay has led the Bush administration to propose changing national policy and deny groups like his the right to offer alternative solutions. And he's upset.
In President Bush's proposal to reauthorize the federal transportation bill, there's something stuck in there which would exempt bridges from the provisions of the National Wild and Scenic River Act. I think this is a blatant attempt to not only ram through a favored solution by some people on the St. Croix Riverway, but along with that carry the whole freight train of exempting bridges on 160 national riverways nationwide.
But in fact, a new bridge has been in the works since the 60s, and the current mediation process will take 18 months. During that time, it's expected all 28 parties will give a little in their positions. If not, at designated times, representatives at the table will be methodically dropped. It may get down to only transportation officials who will make the decision in the end. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.